It was a cold Wednesday morning, and I'm half awake in math class. My best friend Mia is across the room, bouncing around like her hyper self. I lean my head onto my desk when the teacher asks, "Sophie, why don't you come solve this answer?" Sure, I guess. I walk over to the board and try my best to solve it. Surprising myself, I manage to solve the equation. As I place the whiteboard marker on the shelf, the lunch bell rings. Tired from a long math class and the 30 other students from the class walk in silence over to the lunchroom. We plopped ourselves down to eat.
"I'm still in shock that you knew that answer. You look like you were ready to pass out on the floor."
I look over at Mia and say,
"Same. I nearly did pass out. I really hate getting in front of the class."
After we picked through our lunches and ate, we headed to the final class of the day. And finally, school ends.
"Bye, Mia. See you tomorrow,"
I shout.
"Bye. See you tomorrow,"
she shouts back. My house is only a couple minutes away from the school, so I just walk home. As I was walking back, I felt like someone was watching me. But, talking myself down from an anxious state, say it's probably nothing big. People feel like that all the time. I arrive at my house and hurry inside, grab a snack from the fridge. Yogurt bars are my go-to, and today was like any other day. Then I scurried to my room. I pull out my sketching pad and sketch for a bit. Typical day and routine for me, nothing much out of the ordinary. A couple hours go by and I decide to order some pizza, because cooking is such a hassle when you're alone. "Maybe I should work on some homework while I wait for the pizza," I say out loud to myself. I pull out my health homework and started working on it. Ding dong. Ooh, pizza's here. Well, that would be awfully fast. I open the door, but no one is there.
Hello? Anyone here?
Weird. Dang neighbor kids are out doorbell ditching. I shrug it off and get back to my homework.
Ding dong.
I walk over to the door, and this time, there was someone. The pizza guy. He greets me.
"Hello. Here's your pizza."
"Thanks. Here's the money. Keep the change." I pass him a $20 bill and close the door. I finish up my homework, eat several pieces of my delicious cheese pizza, and realizing I had made a mess, decided to clean it up. I pull out the cleaning spray and a towel and wipe down the countertops, and out of nowhere, I hear a tapping sound on the closet. I think to myself, should I go towards the tapping or call the police? Probably check it out. No need to call the police yet. Might seem dramatic. Maybe it's just my mind, I recite to myself. I open the closet door and nothing was there. I start to panic a little more. Although relieved nothing was there, in fact, I start walking away and I hear a scratching sound from behind me, so I turn around to see a tall figure, with what I can only describe as a cloak on. His face was covered by a mask, staring right at me. I scream at the top of my lungs and rush into a nearby pantry. I take the broom and push it against the door. I heard what I presume to be a killer say,
"Sophie, Sophie, it's me, Caleb, your friend, and your bestie, Mia.
How should I trust you? What if you're faking it?"
As I continue to push my weight against the door,
"Ask me any question. I'll answer it."
"Okay. What happened on the first day of high school?"
"You tripped down the stairs and got a bloody nose. Then you got lost in the hallways and were late for your class. That was a funny time."
I take the broom off, open the door with my blood boiling inside, and push Caleb.
"Why would you do that to me? I almost called the police
and nearly had a heart attack."
"Oh, I'm sorry. Just thought it'd be funny." "That wasn't funny."
"But since you guys are here, want to stay the night?"
"I am shaken up a little bit now, thanks to you two."
"Sure, why not?"
Mia and Caleb say. I walk down to the basement, the stairs creaking. I grab the extra sleeping bags and head back up. I go to the living room, but no one is there.
"Guys, come on, this isn't funny. Where are you?"
I start to panic, so I decided to call them.
"Guys, This is way too far. Where are you? I was about to pop some popcorn.
The phone stays silent for a minute.
Sophie, are you okay? Me and Caleb are at our houses.
I stand there in silence. My heart pounded inside my chest.
No, you guys just pulled a freaky prank on me. You two were in costume and scared me. You guys have already shaken me up tonight. Just come downstairs and let's turn on a show.
Sophie, listen to us. We're at our homes. We haven't been at your house at all. And Caleb is on vacation.
Didn't he tell you that?
I start shaking in fear and drop the phone.
Oh my gosh. How is this possible? They were just right.
Ring.
My phone goes off.
Sophie. Sophie, are you there?
I hang up on Mia and read the text from an unknown person.
Hello, Sophie.
I swiftly turn around and look. I reply, how do you know my name? I don't know you.
The person replies almost instantly.
Because I see you. Your backpack has your name on it.
I scream so loud I could have broken a wine glass. And that's all I remember from that night.